July, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another Highlight H2H recap presented here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, Claro KC, but of course, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's recap podcast is being sponsored by Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida, and HighlightWorld.com, BlackStarFund LLLP.com, BetRivers.com, FantasyHighlight.com, and ExquisiteCoffee.shop. And today we have an exciting recap for you. We're going to talk about the scores and all the good stuff that happened earlier this week. But first, we're going to talk about Battle Court. Battle Court Season 2 coming up right here. And stay tuned in, because we'll be right back with more info on Battle Court tonight, 9/23/2022. We'll be right back. Stay tuned in here.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com. For heavy hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to ExquisiteCoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And we're back here with Highlight H2H Recap. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we have our co-host back with us this week, Mr. Rockin' Ray Haluska. And we're going to get right into the conversation about Battle Court Season 2 for 2022 coming up tonight, actually, this Friday night, September 23rd, 2022. And Ray, you know, this Battle Court, I've just been so excited over the past couple of weeks, just preparing, getting all the promotions and everything ready. And, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for tonight. Well, what do you think about everything? You know, I know you have some excitement to share.
I thought it was a daring but worthwhile experiment for Magic City to start Battle Court earlier in the year. And I enjoy H2H, but I like Battle Court even better. And my betting had kind of become a little stagnant. But now that Battle Court's back, I'm reinvigorated to try my luck and make my wagers at BetRivers.com. And also, my picks on FantasyHighlight.com. Mm-hmm. That's free for everybody out there. You just register. You'll get weekly emails to set your lineups, and it's set up for Battle Court this year. Three singles, three doubles matches in each event. They're going to be held Fridays, Mondays, and Tuesdays.
Yep. Okay. Well, yeah. For the fantasy highlight scores, are they going to be rolled over for this Battle Court? Would you know?
They didn't say anything about restarting things, so I think. But it'll be back out of 18 matches instead of the 21 we'd seen during most of the summer for the H2H.
Tonight,
just the Cyclones versus the Chula Chargers.
All
right. And the betting odds show that the Chargers are the favorite tonight, and I'm surprised because the Cyclones are returning most of their championship lineup, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that is weird that the Cyclones would be underdogs tonight. You know, they are the champions, so, you know, I'm rooting for both of them. You know, I like players on both of the squads, so it's a pretty hard choice.
For tonight's opening matches, we'll just run down those real quick. Manny versus Cairo, Carballo versus Benny. Then we have a couple doubles matches, Jedden and Manu versus Douglas and Robin, Aikida and Manny versus Hyro and Spinner. The final singles match sees Williams versus Rock, and Parbio and Manu play Douglas and Benny in the finals, final doubles match of the evening.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on ESPN3 as well as Watch Highlight. And you sort of need to get pre-registered through your know your provider information when you register for ESPN3, but you'll be able to watch those matches there too. That's kind of good for what they're doing down there at Magic City.
Yeah, it's also on. They're going to be airing it on For the Fans and Highlight TV, which is on StreamStack.com/highlight TV. So yeah.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that. I wonder what they were going to do with Highlight TV, because they kind of launched it, showed old matches, and they haven't really kept us updated. But that's good to know that the Battle Court matches will be there.
Yeah, yeah. And in La Liga Sports TV as well. But I think you have to log on. I think you have to create an account with them. But in any case, there's plenty of options to get to the Battle Court matches tonight for viewing. And you know, I'm excited, and I'm especially excited to see the sport move forward on ESPN3, and that's really big news for the sport. And but yeah, let's move along here, and let's get to the scores for this past week. We have two doubles matches that were played for Highlight H2H, and one set of singles matches on Tuesday. So I'll start off with Monday scores. Monday were the doubles matches that were played. Six matches were played, and in the first match we have Flores and Manu versus Manny and Williams. Flores and Manu take the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Jairo and Kubala versus Diaz and Douglas. Jairo and Kubala take the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Inaki and Ben versus CRB and Spinner. Inaki and Ben take the win in split sets, 6-2 and 6-1. In the fourth match, we have Jeddin and Nicholas versus Carballo and Rock. Carballo and Rock take the win in split sets, 6-5 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Joseph and Gutierrez versus Robin and Benny. Robin and Benny take the win in straight sets, 6-1 and 6-3. In the sixth match, we have Diaz and Douglas versus Flores and Manu. Diaz and Douglas take the win in split sets, 6-5 and 6-5. And moving on to Tuesday began the singles matches. Tuesday was the only day for singles matches, and seven matches were played. And in the first match, we have Manu versus Ikeda. Manu takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-1. In the second match, we have Douglas versus Nicholas. Douglas takes the win in split sets, 6-2 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Benny versus Gortieri. Gortieri takes the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the fourth match, we have Ikeda versus Inaki. Inaki takes the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-2. In the fifth match, we have Nicholas versus Manny. Manny takes the win in split sets, 6-0 and 6-4. In the sixth match, we have Douglas versus Benny. Douglas takes the win over his brother, 6-4 and 6-5 in straight sets. And in the seventh match and final match of the day, we have Gocchieri versus Inaki. Inaki takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-1. And in the highlight for the day is Douglas, and Douglas wins both of his matches for the day, for Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. And moving on to Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, we have six matches that were played. In the first match, we have Joseph and Gocchieri versus Jairo and Kubala. These are doubles matches. Jairo and Kubala takes the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Flores and Manu versus Robin and Benny. Flores and Manu take the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the third match, we have Williams and Manny versus CRB and Spinner. Williams and Manny take the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-1. In the fourth match, we have Jairo and Kubala versus Ikeda and Aratz. Jairo and Kubala take the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-5. And in the fifth match, we have Ikeda and Ben versus Carballo and Rock. Ikeda and Ben take the win in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-2. And in the sixth match and final match of the day, we have Robin and Benny versus Jeddin and Nicholas. Robin and Benny take the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-5. And it was weird for Wednesday, September 21st, 2002, that all the wins came in straight sets. Do you think that they just wanted to get to battle court?
some of the individual sets were pretty close, though, but it is odd that happened. And I think another thing that was weird, though, is the Wednesday games. I miss my Sundays, even with football. I'd gladly have Highline on the background, but you know, with the way the betting goes, you gotta understand they need to not be going head to head against the NFL. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday pelotas are going to happen. And
right.
We're lucky to have a nice Friday slot for Battle Court. And then Monday, Tuesday. And it looks like the way they set up the fantasy stuff, that the sort of Battle Court week is going to be Friday, Monday, Tuesday. I didn't know they would go Monday, Tuesday, Friday, but it's going to be Friday, Monday, Tuesday as far as your Battle Court fantasy highlight entries. Make sure they're in by game time Friday evening.
Yep.
Yes.
Friday before 7. Yep.
Yeah. And I mentioned fantasy there. I'll just quickly do the update on fantasy highlights. Season total, CI Mitchell-Agus opening up a 6-point lead with 353 correct matches ahead of Armada at 47 and Sarasota Kenny with 345. That gap of 6 was as little as 3 in recent weeks. And Imus Arage stayed on top, and he built on his lead a little bit more comfortable than he'd been for about a month now. Last week, actually not that long ago, games ended Wednesday, just a couple days before we recorded. High Eagles with the lone winner with 16, and there were 11 second place winners with 15, and that was out of 20 matches, so no grand prize winner there, but he gets the nice consolation prize all to himself, and that's good for him. And that's once again free to play at fantasyhighlight.com. You'll get notified to submit your entries. I submitted mine this morning for the Battle Court matches starting this evening. And now we'll jump over and hit some of the betters, the lights. And you know, some of the trifecta pools are a little smaller, so I think you know people are really starting to gear up and get ready for Battle Court, because it was, you know, was reflected in some of the smaller things. Full results available at MagicCityHighlight.com. They revamped the website. I kind of like it. You can...
Oh, yeah, the highlight world, yeah.
Yeah, they put four
gives people clear direction.
Icon. Yeah, and they came up with a good reorganization plan. Anyway, Monday, September 19th, jumping to some of these more notable payoffs. CRB won game one, nice payoff of $21. Cornella 3-5, $45. Exacta 5-3, $92.60. Trifecta 5-3-4, $635. Second game completes the early daily double. Winning combo is 5-1 for $78.80. Fourth game, Ron hits the win column for a nice 16.60 payoff and a $2 bet. Early pick three. Three of three were picked correctly. 162, $196. Fifth game, Juice and Joe Cherry doing better recently. They picked up $15 for their bettors in the win bet. Jumping down to game six, Ron's singles win, 17.20. For the win, 14.20 for Douglas on the place bet. And the trifecta, 3.62, $575.60. The trifecta is the most popular bet going out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to be willing to put a little bit into it to get the thing, unless you're really good at guessing. Seventh game, second doubles match, Akita and Kubala, 25 for win, 13 for show. $20.20 for a place bet even. And CRB and Spinner also paid $20.20 for place, as did Bueno and Jordan. High five jackpot 4-5. Post number 62233 paid $144.90. And in the eighth game, singles, I can't believe this is correct. at $184 on a win ticket. One, he's a good player. I'm not sure that's not supposed to be $18.40, and I haven't been able to get a correction on that. But regardless, $14.40 for the place bet. And the late pick three, winners at pick three of three, post 335, paid $379.60. The Mighty Ocho, only four of eight winners were correctly picked by the various folks from post 516-22-335, paid $3.30. And then we move on to Tuesday, second game singles. We get the daily double. The early daily double was 5-4 for $40.80. Third game, Andrew Luck paid $14 on a place bet. The Quinella, 5-6, $126.60. Exacta, 6-5, $144.60. Trifecta, 6-5-2, $513. Fourth game, Spinner with the win for 19-20 win, 13-40 place. Quinella, 1-5, $57. Exacta, 5-1, $101.40. That was the last game in the early pick three. Three of three winners were picked from for post 4, 6, and 5 for $523.20.
Okay.
Jumping down to game seven, high five jackpot. Four of five winners were correctly placed. 6-5, 3-8-4 were the posts for a payoff of $128.80, and the carryover is now exceeding $4,000. Eighth game, Joe Cherry, $14.60 for a win. Quinella, $3,659. Exacta, $6,343.60. Late pick three, 8-4-6. Three of three winners were correctly picked, paying $196. The Mighty Ocho, another four of eight performance, 5-4-6-5-3-8-4-6 for $6.40. And that brings us down to Wednesday, the last pelota of the week. Second game, Ben's win paid $12.80 on the win ticket. Quinella, 5-8, $132. The unusual inversion situation where the Exacta, 8-5, paid less at $91.20. Early daily double, 1-8 at $22.20. Fourth game, Benny wins, $15.40. Spinner, second, the place bet payoff of $20.20. Quinella, 5-all. Someone picked 5 in the first as one position, and all the others paid $3.60. It's not a, you know, it's not a winning, you know, it's not really a great bet, but people do it anyway. And that also created a situation, 6-all for $4.40. Exacta, 5-6, $202.40. Trifecta, 5-6-4, $1,515.60. That was the best bet of the week. The early pick three.
Someone won.
The trifecta score payoffs announced or what was paid, and there. Okay. Maybe one, maybe two people. That almost sounds like a solo win for somebody. Early pick three, post 8-3-5, paid $177.20. That's picking up winners of games 2, 3, and 4. Fifth game, Bueno and Jordan win. $16.40 on the win ticket. Exacta, $1,295.90. Trifecta, $127.297.80. It was Bueno, Jordan, Flores, Manu, Andrew Luck, and Arras. Seventh game, high five jackpot, 4 or 5 were guessed correctly. 3-5, 1-4-7, $64.60. And eighth game, final of the week, Manu with the win for $29 in the win ticket, $10.80 on the place. $1 late pick three, three were guessed correctly. For post positions, 4, 7, and 6, $530.20. And the Mighty Ocho, 3 of 8, 1-8-3-5-1-4-7-6 for our 8 post winners on Wednesday, paid $4.80. And that's the Better's Delights on our wrap-up for the week, September 19th through 21. And in tonight's battle court, I took the Cestus Icons at plus 265. I just have faith in that mostly intact lineup. Also made some individual match picks, and even picked a parlay at plus 16-16. I don't have this written down, so I can't tell you what my parlay was, but I was able to combine three or four matches to get a nice sturdy payoff. If there's a couple upsets that stack on top of each other, then I'll be looking at $1.60 or something, but it's all over. But that's what I have for the week, and I think it's 7 o'clock tonight. Battle Court begins, and I look forward to watching and communicating with anyone I can on Twitter or elsewhere as we watch these games unfold in another exciting Battle Court season, which will end, I think, the week before Thanksgiving. So let's get ready for it and let's enjoy it.
That's it. I'm definitely going to sit back and enjoy it tonight, and I might even grab a case of some High Life Pale Ale as well, just like Stu Nyman does. So, but yeah. But yeah, and that's going to do it here, folks, for H2H Recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I've been your host here, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska. And have a great weekend, everyone.
High Life, America's new super sport.